If you don't get rid of envy, if you don't get rid of jealousy, if you don't get rid of comparison, I promise you, you will never reach the level of life that you're hoping for.
With all the opportunities that exist today, why haven't you reached your next level of income, life, and wealth? In most cases, we've been lied to. We've been told that if you find the right opportunity and you work hard, you can be successful. And that's simply not true. Millionaires, billionaires, and successful people have realized you need the foundation for wealth, the habits. And that's exactly what you'll be learning on the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. All success starts here.
Envy, comparison, jealousy is an absolute killer in life. I mean, think about it. When you have those feelings or emotions of envy, do you feel like moving forward or do you feel like climbing in a hole? You just see somebody with the bigger house, you go, God, I'll never have that house. How did they get that house? I feel I'm smarter. I work harder. Do you feel inspired? Do you feel motivated? Hey, it's Dean Graziosi. Welcome to the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. If this is your first time joining us, it's a privilege, a pleasure, and an honor to have you here. And for those of you back week after week, I'm here to serve and give you the foundation for success. Not the magic money machines that don't last. I want you to have sustainable, lifelong success. And today, I want to talk about envy, jealousy, and comparison. We've heard it. We've heard people say it. You know, it doesn't make you feel good. But in today's social media world, it's all we do. We look at Instagram and go, wow, that family's a lot happier than mine. Wow, she's so skinny after her baby. Oh my God, he's killing it financially. Did you see the new car she got? I'm a real estate agent. Why am I not making that? And all of a sudden, it shrinks you. You see, I honestly think that part of us is wired for comparison. My personal opinion is that we're all wired for good. Like, our core is empathy. Our core is good nature. Our core is caring. But society, the world around us, is designed to instill and drop seeds of doubt of that, right? So if we have those seeds of doubt, then all of a sudden when we're scrolling through our Facebook or Instagram feed and someone's doing amazing, if the first gut reaction is, damn it, how did they do that? How'd they get there that quick? And it sticks. That could cause depression. It could cause you to stay where you are. It could cause you to think the world has just passed you by. Listen, I'm going to digress here a little bit, but I see a lot of influencers. And listen, I'm driving right now. I'm in my car doing this for you. I'm driving to stop my office. Then I'm going to get on a private jet and I'm going to fly to California and speak on stage in the morning. And then the afternoon, I'm going to fly back. I'm in my Tesla. Like, I live an abundant life. I'm not going to make apologies for it. But I also know that there's so much stuff online about the Bentleys and the Lamborghinis and the Ferraris and the big checks and my life is perfect, that I could do one of two things for you. It could motivate you, which is awesome. And I love that part about it. When you see it and you go to, like, I'm going to get myself that. I want that lifestyle. I want to be that person. But I think for half of the people, you look at it and go, I could never be there. That's way beyond my measures. I'm not smart enough. I don't live in the right area. It's not the right time in history. It's the wrong president. I live in a repressive country. So I want to work on this with you today, because if those types of things, or seeing your friends get ahead, cripple you in any way, there's no way you could evolve. You see, what if you could switch your values? What if you could change your internal culture? And when you see other people get ahead, when you see your friend you went to school with, that you feel you're just as smart, just as equal, but he's doing good and you feel like you're not, or she's doing good and you feel like you're not. What if you switch the values in your heart to rejoice them rather than allow envy to creep in? See, envy is crippling. Envy is the thing that, I mean, here's the thing. I read a book called The Book of Joy with the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Tutu. Great book. Slow read, but good. Just like, and a lot of the stuff we already know just sinks it into your heart. And it was talking about, in the Tibetan culture, 1,000 people were granted asylum and a visa into the United States in a small area, community of people that don't have much. And this is a community of a lot of monks and heartfelt and conscious individuals. Think about this. And all of them being equal, found gratitude, found joy, found happiness. But now take 1,000 people out of the community and someone in their family gets to come to the United States. Well, they get to the United States, they start grinding, they start making money, they start shipping money back home. And these 1,000 families start to prosper and they start to remodel their houses. They start to do things the other people can't. And it immediately caused dissatisfaction, unhappiness, anger, frustration, gossip, finger pointing, and all the rest. Not because their life went down, it was because some of the people around them's lives went up. Think about that. You see someone in a newer car, a bigger house, a happier relationship, a better stomach, and immediately you become dissatisfied with you and nothing changed on you. You're still exactly the same person. Think of that emotion. It is so crippling. It's so disempowering. It is an emotion that will cripple you for life. If you don't get rid of envy, if you don't get rid of jealousy, if you don't get rid of comparison, I promise you, you will never reach the level of life that you're hoping for. And that would be so sad. That's my goal here in the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. That is my goal, is for you to see the foundation for change, the foundation for wealth, the foundation for the next level. So how do you change this? First off, I know you could have some shitty circumstances going on in your life right now. I understand that. That happens. But I guarantee there's something to be grateful for that you're missing. I guarantee that 150,000 people die every day. You didn't today. I guarantee there's someone who loves you. I guarantee you have more than probably 90% of the world if you really looked. But comparison, envy, jealousy tells you you're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're not fast enough. You're not smart enough. You're not rich enough. You don't work hard enough. Screw that. I want you to think about this week of how do you change the core value in your heart, in your life, that when you see someone else getting ahead, remember, what you see on the outside is not always what you see on the inside. You could see a workaholic that's rich, that's on drugs and alcohol to cover up a horrific childhood. You could see somebody look great in their relationship, but when the camera's off, they're fighting. You could see someone with a perfect body who also fights with addiction or some type of neurosis. You never know what someone else is going through. So when you see somebody happy or you see somebody that looks rich, what about rejoice and then send them love for all the other areas of life they might need improvement? And simultaneously, as you rejoice them, the change will happen on the inside. If your energy is comparing, your energy is mixed in envy or jealousy, I promise you, you are stuck. You are carrying around 1,000-pound weight trying to win the race. Start rejoicing them and watch the chains unbuckle. Watch the weight go away and watch how your life changed. That's my message for today. I appreciate you guys being here week after week. And remember this one important thing. All success starts right here.
If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it. And also, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. You can always follow us on Instagram. And if you don't already have Millionaire Success Habits, you can grab it for free at deansfreebook.com. Remember, all success starts here.